everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window of 2012. Today, I've had the opportunity to look over the last 2 years, and I wanted to give you a thank you from me to you. As I look back over these last 2 years, I cannot help but be thankful and grateful for all the wonderful opportunities that I have been given and the wonderful growing experiences that have been brought to me as a result of being a host of A View From My Window. Thank you. Thank you to all the inspiring people that have graciously let me into your hearts and stories. Hearing your stories of triumph over difficult circumstances or the determination to never let the words no or can't define how far you go to achieve the dreams you want has been nothing but an incredible experience for me. It may not be easy at times, and you may have people that say, this can't be done, but that doesn't stop you. You find a way to overcome the hurdle, even when the odds seem stacked against you. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for having the privilege of getting to know you and learning from your experiences and reaching your goals and dreams. It's let me see not to limit myself by feeling sorry for myself, always looking to challenge myself, never looking behind, but forward. The things I've learned and what we've talked about through memories of things past, something someone said that built you up when you thought you couldn't go on, these things show the power of the human spirit to be resilient. And for you to be so thoughtful to want to tell me these things, I can't begin to thank you for that. Thank you to all the organizations that we've profiled here on A View From My Window and all the people who work in the disability field. Let me tell you, you can feel good about the choice you make to help others the way you have. The impact and the influence you've had on people with disabilities, including myself, through hearing your stories and seeing the helping in action, you know, it does my heart very good to see you strive to put yourself in our shoes. You are a soft place to fall, and the value of that is immeasurable. Something else that gives me strength is the love and overwhelming support I've received from my family and friends, and my number one fan, my mom. Mom, the things you've said and the actions that backed up your words have produced a trust and a bond that is unbreakable. Even on those days where I feel down and out, you never have turned a deaf ear to me. I love you forever and always. Thank you for not just being a great mom, but also an incredible friend. To my closest friends, thank you for all the wonderful memories we've had together as friends. Thank you for being the people you are. Thank you for always including me in important events in your lives, always seeing the similar and not the difference. I love you more than words could ever describe. And I could not be the anchor that I am if it weren't for the team behind this show, the Arc of Indiana staff. Teamwork is the name of the game here in this office, and you see it. I have to say that I am proud to be a member of this team. Thank you for taking me in, recognizing my talent, and working with me. Thank you for sharing ideas and putting our heads together in the planning of each show. Thank you for continuing to push me outside my box and making every day I come into the office so much fun. It never feels like work. Here is looking forward to another great year of A View From My Window, meeting great new people, experiencing many great things. I'm looking forward to bringing you along for the ride as my viewers. I know I'm ready, and I hope you are too.